We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us right now, the assistant general manager of the New York Jets. And we really appreciate the Jet PR department for allowing him to be on our show. And that, of course, is Manish Mehta. Manish, how are you?
I had to go through a lot of hoops and get clearance from the team.
We know that, and we appreciate it. We appreciate that, bro. We really do.
Well, you were upset, and I actually understand. I can relate. You were upset that here we are. Joe has bashed you a lot. I joined in a little bit yesterday, and you felt you needed to defend yourself. So what's the biggest issue you have with anything we've said?
Go ahead.
Well, I mean, there's a lot. I can't remember exactly.
Where do you want to start? The floor is yours, Manish.
No. I mean, one of the things, and I don't remember if it was both you guys or just one of you guys, but you said something about character assassination of Mike McCarthy. I did take umbrage with that because I specifically wrote a very detailed story about some of the game management blunders that he has made in high-profile moments, which has nothing to do with his character or him personally. I thought that was completely unfair. I don't know Mike McCarthy. I don't know really anyone who knows him close. I don't know any friends of his. But I do know, what has happened in that building over the last, 5, 6, 7 years and his relationship with Aaron Rodgers and specifically really kind of what went down over the last year and a half. So, I know you guys are big Mike McCarthy proponents and, evidently he's Vince Lombardi or Bill Walsh.
Hold on a minute. Okay. Well, let's stop the nonsense here. You could say whatever you want. First of all, the guy developed Aaron Rodgers. Okay. Does he get credit for that for you or not?
This is what I know. And this is not a guess. This is not
okay. He doesn't get any credit for Aaron Rodgers.
No, if you let me explain.
I'm sure you'll find a way to say that he didn't.
Mike McCarthy was pivotal in Aaron Rodgers altering his mechanics coming out of Cal. Because if you guys remember, mm-hmm. when he came out of college, he had the ball really like up by his ear. It was really odd if you even look at the highlights of Rodgers in college versus now. So he was important and influential in altering his mechanics. That being said, whether Aaron Rodgers played for Mike McCarthy or any other coach in the NFL, Aaron Rodgers was destined to be a superstar player, no matter who the coach was, where the coordinator was, and he was going to fulfill his promise as a Hall of Famer regardless. I mean, you talk to anybody who knows anything about football, has been around that organization for the last decade, they will tell you that. That being said, did Aaron Rodgers become increasingly difficult to manage as he became a better and better player and had elevated status? Absolutely. I'm not saying Aaron Rodgers is an easy guy to coach. He's not an easy guy to coach. But anyone who has watched the Packers, and you can talk to Packer fans who have watched every second of every game over the last 5 years, will tell you that this head coach, the way he had been handling Rodgers, specifically the offense, it went stale. And there was a reason why Aaron Rodgers would change plays. He didn't just change the plays because he had a personal vendetta against Mike McCarthy. He changed the plays because he was smart enough to understand that some of these plays are not going to get the job done, so I'm going to get the job done. And the facts are, anyone who's watched Packers games, the facts are that Aaron Rodgers dragged that team to success, pulled that team out of the fire. You only have to look back a couple years when he won that game single-handedly in Dallas in the playoffs, if not for Mike McCarthy.
Can I ask you a question, though?
You can jump in because I know where you're going to go. I was going to ask this, but you asked it.
I don't know if this is what you're going to ask necessarily, but whatever you ask, we'll get to. We have time.
Right.
So do you think that the sources that you have, because I think you have sources. I've never said you make anything up. You've got people giving you information.
He's in the front office.
Right. But do you not think that there are people in Wisconsin who you're talking to who are only going to try to paint this coach in a bad light, that maybe the information you're getting is from people or from people who want to cost Mike McCarthy his future job? Do you take that into account when you publish all of these stories about how awful of a coach Mike McCarthy is?
I didn't talk to anyone who has a vendetta against Mike McCarthy. I've also talked to people who have won games with Mike McCarthy and have been part of the good moments that Mike McCarthy has had. The reality of the situation is, and I know you guys want to bash Adam Gase, for these last couple of years.
Because he developed Peyton Manning, right?
Right. Are you going to
mention that one,
don't
too?
Don't tell me. Don't give me that he had anything to do with Peyton Manning, okay? Don't give me that.
Because after what you said about Rodgers and his destined for
don't
greatness,
don't give me that nonsense.
You better not utter those words.
You better not.
Okay, I was actually telling me what I can or can't say, but I wasn't going to say that. What I was going
good.
To say is that if you look at Mike McCarthy in the same window that you guys were criticizing Adam Gase, Mike McCarthy went 7-9.
Here we go. You're unbelievable.
You're looking
you
at
know,
the
you really
window?
Are. You know, first of all, let me ask you. I'm going to ask you this question, Manish. Okay. I want to ask you a question. No, I don't want to hear it in the wind the last 3 years. The guy was with Aaron Rodgers for 10 freaking years. He made the playoffs how many times? 9 times with 6 division titles? Stop.
Hang on a second. But you're making a comparison with Adam Gase.
Oh,
Adam
stop.
Gase.
You know, you got it. You would be a great politician. You would be.
Sarah Huckabee
you
Meta.
Would be one of the greatest because you don't answer the questions. You double
and
talk
spin.
You somewhere
hang
else.
On. You're telling me to stop, yet you're not giving me an opportunity.
Well, they're letting you talk. You want to compare Mike? No. But can I ask you this question? You want to compare Mike McCarthy just to Adam Gase in the last 3 years? Is that what you're doing?
I'm trying to make a point, which you're not letting me make. Which is your show. You can do whatever you want.
I understand. Okay, I want to hear this. I can't wait to hear it.
You guys are bashing Adam Gase for his lack of success as a head coach, correct?
Yeah.
Amongst other things.
Amongst other things, right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I mean, look, he's had success as a coordinator, so I'm not sure how you can.
Well, that doesn't. That means diddly squat. So go ahead.
Right. Well, that goes back to my original point. You're criticizing him for his time as a head coach.
Yes.
He's been a head coach for 3 years.
Okay.
He went to the playoffs.
Okay.
The same year that Mike McCarthy went to the playoffs in 2016. They both had 10 win seasons.
Okay.
That was the year, if you remember, that Aaron Rodgers won a playoff game for Mike McCarthy in Dallas.
Okay.
The last 2 years. The years that I know, because I've heard, I listened yesterday. You guys were bashing Gase for the 6-win season in 2017, in which he had Jay Cutler off the couch as the quarterback. Matt Moore, and you bashed Gase obviously for this past season 7-9, which he had Ryan Tannehill and Brock Osweiler. Meanwhile, during that same time period, Mike McCarthy went 7-9. Now look, Aaron Rodgers only played 7 games in that 7-9 season. He went 4-3. He went 3-6 without Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
The great Mike McCarthy can win games without Aaron Rodgers. He went 3-6 that year. And this past year, the year that he got fired, he went 4-7-1 with Aaron Rodgers. So does that not carry any weight?
No, it carries no weight at all because he was with it. No, well, hold on. I'll tell you why. He was with the guy for 10 years, and it obviously got stale. And I'm going to ask you this, okay? All right. What are the chances that Adam Gase winds up coaching the Jets for 13 years, wins a Super Bowl, wins 6 division titles, and goes to the playoffs 9 times? What are the odds of that happening?
I'll say that the odds of that happening are the same odds that Mike McCarthy will take the Jets to whatever 9 titles or 13 seasons. Just because Mike McCarthy had success in 2004, 2005, 2006.
Oh, my God.
It's 2019.
So what?
Ago.
What does that mean? It means diddly. Because Vince Lombardi, because Vince Lombardi won in the 60s, that means nothing in 2020, right? No, that's what you're saying.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
It is what you're saying. Of course it is.
Look. It's 2019, right? I mean, can we all agree on that? Can the three of us agree that it's
yes.
year 2019?
I think that's one thing we can agree on.
Right.
Manish.
Can we agree that football in 2019 is vastly different than 2009 even? That's only a decade.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Right? It's a different game.
Oh, of course.
The cutting edge coaches, the smart, forward-thinking people, Sean McVay, Matt Nagy, Andy Reid. So it's not about age.
By the way, three guys that have yet to win any Super Bowls.
Okay,
you just
fine,
mentioned three of them.
That's one less than Mike McCarthy.
I'm just pointing that out. All three of those guys have not won a Super Bowl.
Exactly, and I'm sure that you wouldn't want any of those guys.
I didn't say that. No, I would take Andy Reid. I would definitely take him.
I'm sure you wouldn't take Sean McVay.
Sean McVay's got to win, too.
He's already
Sean McVay, let's be honest. I mean, he's went to the playoffs 2 years in a row. Has he won anything yet?
He's already in Canton.
Has he won anything yet? I'm just asking you.
Yes, I will answer that. The answer to your question, he has not won anything yet. However, you are the only Jets fan.
I'll take McVay. I'm not saying I wouldn't take McVay, but let's not anoint Sean McVay yet, okay? He hasn't won a thing. Even Andy Reid. Andy Reid has yet to win a whole playoff game with the Chiefs.
Joe, I'm going to use your words, Manish, in one of the stories. You picked apart, and I don't think it was necessarily unfair. You criticized a lot of the play calling of Mike McCarthy in the NFC Championship game. We can't do that, though, Manish. Let me just finish. We can't do that yet about Sean McVay.
He hasn't been to
one. So we don't know yet how he's going to coach in a title game.
Yet, by the way.
Let me tell you something.
Yes.
If you guys actually would have a discussion that Sean McVay isn't one of the most innovative and
he's very innovative, but he's got to win. He's still got to win. He hasn't won yet.
He has won a lot of games in the last 2 years.
Okay. You know what? Manish, let me tell you right now. Here's what I expect from Adam Gase. Okay. Your guy, Adam Gase, you and Heimerdinger and McCagnan and all your buddies. Here's what I expect. Okay. I expect this team to win at least 9 or 10 games this year. Anything short of that, you know, I mean, let's be real. Okay. And that's number one. $100 million under the cap. Third pick in the draft, young stud quarterback. I expect at least 9 or 10. And how about winning a Super Bowl within the next 3 years? Right? Is that too much to ask? No, seriously, is that too much to ask?
Well, the first part's not. It's funny you said that because somebody asked me this yesterday. What do you think realistically is a win total for 2019? And I said 9 wins.
Better be
if they make the proper choices in free agency because that's a big part of it.
Well, of course. Look, it's all on McCagnan now. I mean, he hired Gase too. It's all on McCagnan.
No doubt. I completely agree with you. I don't believe in. I think they should win 9 or 10 games. To be honest with you, you and I same page on that.
Yes.
I don't believe that it makes any sense on any logical level to have a playoff mandate for a first-year coach. But that's a lot of bull.
He's not a first-year coach, so this is really his fourth year.
No. So if they don't make the playoffs, they should fire Adam Gase and Mike McCagnan.
If they went 5-11 or 6-10, everybody should be out the building.
No, it's not absurd.
Because you're telling me what an innovative, what a brilliant coach Adam Gase is. Now he's okay, and your excuses were, well, he had Jay Cutler, he had Ryan Tannehill, he had Brock Osweiler. Okay, well, now he's got this young, looks like he's a stud quarterback. He's going to have all this money under the cap, okay? Let's be honest. He's going to have the third pick in the draft, maybe a stud pass rusher. We can only hope that's the case. And so I'm looking at it differently. This is not his first year.
You can't fire him after one season.
Let me ask you, how far away from the Browns is this organization? Not too far.
The Browns, as currently constituted, are an incredible.
Are better. The Browns right now are better than the Jets.
Absolutely,
you're right.
Absolutely. I'm saying historically, though. You don't want to become
I mean, how much? Wait, hold on. This team hasn't won a Super Bowl in 50 years. They haven't been to the playoffs in 8 years. We're not talking about something great here. What are we talking about?
You're not going to win Super Bowls if you fire coaches after 1 year.
Only talk of firing a coach after 1 year is if it's an unmitigated disaster and he's losing a locker room.
Yeah.
But can I air my grievance with you? Is that okay?
Absolutely.
I'm going to air my grievance with you. And the reason why I call you Sarah Huckabee Meta, all right?
Right.
Yeah, First of all,
go ahead.
Okay. I do respect. I'm going to give you a compliment before I rip you. I respect that you're probably very successful at what you do. I think you are. Right. The Daily News.
You're still one of the few people actually working for the Daily News, so that's got to say something.
I think they kept you for a reason.
Right.
In all seriousness. So Joe said what I was basically trying to say, maybe not in the nicest way, but it's true. All right? So I think you obviously are successful there, and they keep you there. But do you not understand why someone like me and many Jet fans believes that some of the garbage you've tweeted and published over the last 72 hours sounds like you work for the New York freaking Jets?
No doubt about it.
I mean, Manish, with all due respect, and I'll let you respond.
Sure.
When you tweet out, and I don't know if you're trolling or if you're being serious, you know, I've heard from people around the league that Christopher and Mike McCagnan asked great questions. What? Come on.
Right. You want to know why I tweeted that?
To be a troll or because you're being serious? Yeah, I don't know. You tell me.
No, because I actually work. You know, I work my ass off. I work.
Nobody's saying you
didn't work.
I never said you didn't work.
So I talk to people who interviewed for the job but did not get the job. These are people who actually sat in the room with Christopher Johnson and Mike McCagnan. And I asked them, hey, look, neither of these guys has ever been involved in a coaching search. How did they handle it? Because I also did the exact same thing during the GM and head coaching interviews process 4 years ago when Charlie Casserly, Ron Wolf, and Woody Johnson were in the room, and I asked the same thing. I asked the candidates, hey, can you give me an impression? Do these guys seem like they know what they're talking about? Can you give me any details? Obviously, you know, I'm not going to air your dirty laundry, but I will obviously convey you know, what the temperature was in that room. And I asked these guys an open-ended question, three candidates. They interviewed eight of them. I talked to three guys who did not get the job. And I said, frankly, give me your impressions of Christopher Johnson. Give me your impressions of Mike McCagden. How did they conduct the interview? They gave me more details that are not, that I'm not willing and not really allowed to publish. But the general consensus among those three guys was what I tweeted. So it wasn't a team mandate. I don't work for the team. I have a mind of my own, you know, and I know that people inside the building, outside the building, sometimes can get, you know, ticked off at me. But I don't really care because I don't work for the team. I don't work for the team. You guys think I work for the team. I have a mind of my own. I work really hard. I have a lot of contacts throughout the league, and I dig. That's part of my job. And I'm sorry if you guys think that somehow, you know, I'm a PR arm of the team. Because I can assure you that the PR department of the Jets does not believe that.
Listen, it just felt that way over the last 72 hours. Right. I'm just being honest. Yeah. Just recently it's felt that way.
And let's be honest with this too, Manish. And I'm not, look, I mean, obviously Doug Marrone has fallen on hard times in Jacksonville, but you kind of did the same thing with Doug Marrone back when he was up for the Jet job. Didn't you do the same thing to him?
I talked to people in that organization.
Didn't you do the same thing to Doug Marrone?
They killed the guy.
So were they killing Mike McCarthy too in the organization?
Not to this level. Doug Marrone was about power and control, and this Mike McCarthy is about a guy who does not understand where the NFL is headed in 2019.
Oh, okay. I just want to remember. Just remember one thing: if he coaches again, which he probably will, and he's successful, just remember that you said that. Okay. Keep that in mind.
Does it concern you?
Another Aaron Rodgers lands in his lap.
Oh, stop with that. Stop with that. You know what? You know what? This is before your time. I don't expect you to notice, but the great Don Shula never won a Super Bowl with Dan Marino either. I'm just pointing it out. And by the way, McCarthy did win one with Aaron Rodgers. Oh, by the way.
Well, didn't Don Shula win more games than anybody else?
What does that mean? He didn't win a Super Bowl with Dan Marino, did he? Did he?
Let me ask.
Does he get any heat for that?
Let me ask you, Beth, and I didn't listen to every minute of your show yesterday.
Okay.
So maybe you addressed it, and forgive me if you did.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys address why the Cleveland Browns, who have John Dorsey, Elliot Wolf, and Alonzo Highsmith, those three high members, high guys in their management, the general manager, I think, I don't know, VP player personnel, assistant GM, all those guys spent a lot of time with Mike McCarthy in Green Bay. If Mike McCarthy was such a great developer of quarterbacks, why did they not?
Well, a couple of things about that. Number one, and it may not be true, but I do want to put the information out there. There was a report out of Cleveland from our sister station that they wanted to hire Mike McCarthy, but they told him he had to retain Freddie Kitchens and he wasn't in favor of that. So if that story is true, then the point you just made is just wrong, right?
I'll say about that is there's a million stories. I think
you could say the same thing for what you're saying is a million stories.
Exactly. Look,
yeah, but the stories that I have come from people that I actually talk to.
Secondhand. But how do we know that that's not the case, though, with Cleveland? How do you know that? You don't know
but
that.
If you guys said to me, hey, you know what? I got contact. This is what I found out. I would never call you a liar.
You are
citing another report, whereas my information comes directly from me.
But Manish, I prefaced it by saying I don't know which one is true.
There was plenty of bashing of McCarthy going out there, not just from you, from a lot of different people. I don't know what to believe. How do I know that's true?
First of all, it's not bashing. If you just criticize game management.
Yeah, but you know why it is? Here's why. So the other day, Joe and I had James Jones on.
Right.
Played for the Green Bay Packers.
Yep. Right. Reliable I had a good guy. I heard that.
Oh, you chuckled?
It's funny.
Why? Because he complimented Mike McCarthy?
How about Brett Favre? Brett Favre loved him. Brett Favre loved Mike McCarthy.
Those guys have no credibility, Joe.
But Brett Favre was terrible.
No. I think that James Jones actually said, I remember because I was texting with somebody who, I was listening to the interview, and I think James Jones said that, oh, no problems with Aaron Rodgers. I mean, give me a break. Everyone who knows anything about that organization knows that those guys hate each other.
Yeah, but, here's the difference. So we had James Jones on, so we know the source. I don't know who the hell your source is.
Right, could be anybody.
Maybe Mike Pettine doesn't like him.
Right.
He was his defender.
Maybe Heimerdinger doesn't like him for some reason.
Did I not just tell you 10 minutes ago that I talked to people who had a lot of success with Mike McCarthy in the past?
How do you define that?
I don't know what that means.
I don't know who you're talking to. Right.
Well,
James Jones.
I'm not at liberty to tell you.
That's fine. So, you know, so how we? It's all speculation to me.
All right, that's fine. I call it reporting. You call it speculation.
Well, I mean, but that's what it is because there's been a lot of different reports about a lot of things.
Look, I have about a 15-year track record of having incredibly good information.
All right, great. It's great.
Yeah, but, Greg, but well, it that's feels, my life. Yeah, it is great.
Look, look, you can't take it personal because we went
I'm not
out,
taking it personal.
No, 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 because I went out of my way to say you're good at what you do.
Nobody said you,
you
weren't.
Have
nobody
a job.
Said you don't work
Evan,
hard.
So what's
Evan,
the problem?
Nobody said that.
Evan, you literally said that I tweeted out garbage.
Well, that was okay. That particular thing was garbage. I'm not attacking your entire livelihood. I'm attacking that
well,
tweet.
Great, thanks.
Just
well,
like you could attack something I say on the air.
Let me ask you a question.
You're only attacking part of my credibility.
Yeah, that part. Yeah.
Let me ask you this. What? Why should I believe? Okay, now I've been a Jet fan for 54 years. This is going to be their 17th head coach. Okay, all right,
right,
17th, and since Bill Parcells, I believe it's seven. And by the way, everyone, you know this, every one of the guys since Parcells has had a winning record in their first year, and they're all gone. Every one of them, including Todd Bowles. All right,
yep.
Every one of them had a winning record their first year, gone within. In Rex's case, he was here long 6 years. Most of these guys last three. Why would I believe that three or four? What tells me that 3 or 4 years from now, Adam Gase is not out the door again, just like everybody else has been? Why would I think anything else? Why wouldn't I?
I think it's just your mindset, not you personally.
My mindset. History tells me that's the case.
Yeah, well, you know, past performance or past failure is not indicative of what's going to happen.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you know, after 50 years, I don't know. I don't buy that until I see it really
well,
happen.
Well, you didn't buy that we're ever going to find a quarterback. You know,
oh, but we don't even know if we really found the quarterback yet, do we?
Yeah. Here's a spoiler.
Oh, he's down. So he's in the Hall of Fame already. You put him in the Hall of Fame already.
Now, here's a spoiler. You found the answer at quarterback.
Spoiler.
Okay. Well, all right. Okay.
I hope you're right.
Well, we hope you're right. We hope you're right. But that's it's not a guarantee that you're right.
And I hope you're right about this.
There's no guarantees in life.
I'm just saying. But that's my point. I'm going to ask you again. 4 years from now, is Adam Gase still coaching the team in your mind?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we'll see.
Will they win a Super Bowl with Adam Gase? No, I'm asking you. No, I'm asking because that's all that matters to me. Will they win a Super Bowl with Adam Gase and Sam Darnold? Yes or no?
I have no idea. If you listen to Alshon Jeffrey, hey, Sam Darnold's going to be Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah, so. Well, all right, good. Well, you can only pray that that's the case. We hope so.
Look, Adam Gase will develop Sam Darnold and get the best out of Sam
Darnold.
All
right, we'll see.
We hope so.
Thank you, Manish. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Manish. Hey, by the way, Manish, say hello to Hyman Dinger and McCagnan for me. Tell them I send my love, all right?
Well, I was reading off like a typed sheet from the Jets right now.
I'm sure you were. And we thank you again. Tell the PR people we thank you again for having you on.
All right? Do you guys want to know what Peyton takes in his coffee or not?
There you go. Thank you, Manish.
See you, Manish.
Two creams and one sugar. Take care, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.